Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B96, it's Mo and Carla Mornings. Carla had a first date over the weekend, and we need to talk about it. And apparently she needs your help determining if she should go on a second date. But first we got to know the details of this first date, which it sounds like it was a little crunchy.
It was a little bit of a chaotic date, and I want you to go into this with an open mind, because I went into it with an open mind, you know?
It sounds like we're about to hear something weird. 877-591-9696. We're going to need a Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia Majority if you want to jump on the phone now and while we listen to this story.
And let it be known that I want there to be a second date, because I believe people deserve second chances.
Oh, no.
So I went on a date with this guy. We went to the Chicago Fire game, and it was so fun. Like, the conversation was flowing. I really liked the way that he put words together. I was like, oh, this guy can have a conversation. He was asking questions. I was asking questions. Everything was going great. And then, because it was going so great, he was like, hey, do you want to go get drinks after the game? And I said, you know what? I sure do.
All right. This is good.
Yeah. I was like, we're moving to a second location.
All right. Yeah. Leveling up.
Because he was like, I'm going to start drinking. I should probably leave my car at my place. We'll hop in an Uber and we'll go to the bar.
Yeah.
And I was like, amazing. We hop in the Uber. And he starts a bit with me and the Uber about how we're divorced or in the process of getting divorced.
Oh, okay.
And
To make the Uber driver think feel that something?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, this is a fun game that we're playing. Sure. So he's like, are you going to sign the divorce papers? And I'm over here like, you've got to give me more time. And it's funny. I mean, this is funny.
Yeah.
We get to the bar.
Yeah.
And he starts a new bit with the bartender.
Okay. So this guy's got a bag of tricks.
That we've been on and off for 3 years.
Oh.
And I'm just like, okay, this is a thing you like to do. I don't know if I'm super into it, but sure. And then he's done with a bit, and then we start talking, and I start finding out about his previous relationships.
Yeah.
And he lets me know that he dated 3 strippers in a row.
Okay.
Mind you, I was like, 3 strippers in a row? Okay. And nothing wrong with my dancing girlies.
Right.
It was just, I was like, oh, you enjoy that lifestyle of being
sure,
out
yeah.
at night. And I'm not so much in that lifestyle yeah. right now in my life. And then his phone keeps buzzing. Bzz, bzz, bzz. And I'm like, bro, do you need to answer that? After the fourth call,
yeah,
he flips it over and I see a beautiful girl. It's a contact picture. And he goes, oh, it's my ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
I go, huh, your ex-girlfriend's calling you right now a lot?
Yeah, so this is Carla's first date over the weekend.
And
so his ex is calling him.
His ex is calling him, and he goes to text her to let her know, like, hey, please stop calling me. And the last text that she sent him was, answer the damn phone.
Okay, it's an ex.
It's giving entitlement. It's giving they're currently dating. It's
yeah.
giving where are you and why did you turn your location
yeah,
off?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's sketch.
So I'm telling him, like, hey, you should probably answer that. He's like, no, it's my ex. She's probably drinking right now. I don't know why she keeps calling me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. I don't know if I'm believing him that much, but, you know, benefit of the doubt.
Sure.
So then he was like, we should keep the party going. And I was like, I'm going to the Peso Pluma concert.
Oh, that same night. Okay.
That same night. I was like, my friends are meeting up at a different bar. You can come have more drinks with us. But, like, obviously, you can't come to the concert with me.
Right.
He understands. And I said, we do have to stop by my place first because I have to change.
Okay.
Now, I understand that I'm about to let a stranger into my home.
Very much so. Yeah.
Mind you, I'm
trying not to judge.
Right. I'm about 4 tequila shots in, though. So
judgment. Okay.
I'm not really thinking as straight as I should be. I said, you wait in the living room. I'm going to change really quick. It'll be fast. I go change. And he's like talking to me while I'm like in the room, but he's in the living room.
Yeah.
So when I go outside, because I'm like done changing, this man is going through all of my drawers, all of my cabinets.
Looking
opening,
for what, money?
I don't know, but opening every single like door and cabinet.
Why?
I literally said, what are you doing?
And what did he say to that?
And he goes, I'm just exploring.
Exploring every single cabinet in your house on a first date is crazy. Like, literally, not just like, oh, that's crazy. Like, literally crazy, and you should never see this man again.
And I was like, oh.
Wait, so this happens. Did he say, like, I'm looking for drug money or what?
I don't know. He just literally was like, I'm exploring.
You should not be exploring. That's inappropriate.
I give up, and I go, okay. And so then we get in the Uber, and we go to the next location. At the next location, he happens to know people there. And I also know people there.
Okay.
He starts dancing with other girls.
Okay.
And my friends are like, why is he dancing with other girls on your first date? So then I tell him, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I leave.
Okay. And that was the last time you saw him?
That was the last time
I saw
him.
And now you're considering seeing him again?
Well, he did apologize.
Okay.
He said, hey, sorry. Things got a little weird at the end of the night, but I would enjoy a second date because I really liked you. And I don't know. I feel like
no. His ex is blowing his phone up, upset that he won't answer. There's obviously an issue there. She expects him to answer. He went through all of your stuff on a first date. You should never see this man again.
I would like to say, just to begin, that I don't know, the conversation was so good, and I think that had we not drank, maybe we really could have hit it off. And plus, he's really good looking. I'm not going to lie to you, Mo.
That should not play a role in this. This man went through all of your cabinets. Don't be stupid.
And he opened, like, all my closets. I was like, what are you looking
for? That is not, who cares how good looking this guy is? Remember that guy that went viral being in prison because he was viral because he was so attractive?
He looks like that guy.
Okay, that's a problem.
Clavicular?
just because somebody's hot, if this was a mid or ugly guy, you would have called 911.
I would have.
We need a Moe and Carla Mornings Mafia majority. Somebody talk some sense into Carla. Should she go on a second date with this guy? 877-591-9696. The answer's obvious to me, but I guess I could be wrong.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
So we are looking for a Moe and Carla Mornings Mafia majority at 877-591-9696. Or I'm desperately asking you to talk some sense into Carla, who went on a wild first date with a guy who looked through every single one of her cabinets and drawers. Weird. Who received a call from
multiple
calls from his ex. She was blowing his phone up and demanded an answer. Now, Rosie's in Jefferson Park and saying no second date. And why do you say that?
I think because, like, he's getting, like, multiple calls from someone in his past. I think that maybe in the future, I don't want to just say that, like, you know, this will ever happen to Carla, but I'm like, could this be, like, a trend that this is going through, that, like, you know, he gets spam calls all the time, like,
well,
you know, who is this girl? I think maybe you need to, like, find, like,
What do you think the status is with this girl? Do you think it's his, do you think it's actually his ex, or do you think it's his current girlfriend?
I think it's giving girlfriend. Because as a woman, as a girl's girl, I would say, like, I would never call, like, my ex. Like, why would I call my ex, like, so many multiple times?
Yeah.
Like, it's a fun deal, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Other factors in there?
Yeah.
I have not called any of my exes.
No, yeah. She knows that she should be able to get his attention.
Mm-hmm.
She knows that she usually does get his attention. She's talking in all caps.
Yeah.
Also, I did find it a red flag, too. The fact that, like, he's dancing with other girls at wherever you guys went. And, like, I found it weird. Like, if he had more respect for you, he would, like, all his attention would be towards you when you guys are on the stage.
Yeah, that part was kind of weird.
Yeah, don't let the fact that he's attractive cloud your judgment in this.
It clouds, like, all my judgments.
Attractive and everything. And I'm like, the fact that if he knows that he's attractive and he knows that he brings attention to women, like, I think the respect part is, like, my biggest thing that was, like, no, I don't think he deserves a second date.
Rosie, you make a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's actively disrespectful. Rosie, thank you so much and have a great day. Officially, her vote is no, don't do it. Eddie in Ravenswood, part of the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia, you say?
Absolutely not, Carla. First of all, great start to the Monday here. We get to hear from Diary Girl and talk some sense into Carla.
Yeah, we get to hear from, by the way, good plug, Eddie. 7:30 this morning, yeah, we're going to hear from Diary Girl. Somebody at least claiming to be Diary Girl. Anyway, go on.
Right. Well, anyways, Carla, it's giving huge controlling vibes. He went through all your things without permission.
Oh.
I mean, okay, mind you, don't worry about him being attractive. It's summertime shy coming up. We got...
There are other attractive ones.
Galore coming up for you. Yeah.
There are other attractive ones who won't dig through all of your things.
Where they at, though?
Where they at? They'll be out there. Don't worry. They'll be out there. I mean, my goodness gracious. But no, to Moog's point.
Yes.
It's huge controlling vibes here. Like, why are we going to put ourselves through this?
Yeah.
Multiple calls during the fire.
You know what? Then in two weeks, you're going to be on here going, like, men are the worst. Meanwhile, you pick the worst men.
I don't pick them. They find me, bro. I don't know if I have, like, a magnet that says...
It's Hinge.
It's Hinge in general.
And you base it on how hot they are, and you forgive wild red flags based on how hot they are.
Listen, am I forgiving red flags, or am I giving second chances? What if I'm also a walking giant red flag?
You are. As your friend... You are a walking giant red flag, but I'm not their friend, so I don't care. All right. Thanks, Eddie.
Mark it down. June 1st, Carla will say men are the worst.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. She's going to put a whole TikTok up about how men are the absolute worst thing on the planet.
I am excited for this future 3-week situationship that I'm going to involve myself in voluntarily.
Put yourself through.
In fact, let me text him right now. When is our second date?
We tried, Eddie. We tried.
We did.
There are more drawers where those came from.
Thanks, pal. We'll talk to you a little bit later. It's Mogan Carla Mornings on B96. Oh, boy.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.